8:31. This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. 59th annual Glide Wildflower Show happening this weekend. Janice Wimberly back on to talk about it. Janice, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, I know a lot of effort is going into this. Talk about the background and the volunteers and all the things that take place to get these plants in place so folks can come look at them this weekend.
It is a pretty amazing effort. Over 200 people volunteer in different capacities. It starts out with the collectors. They go out. We have over 30 routes covering the North Umpqua to the coast, down to the Illinois Valley, and bring in usually between 500 and 600 specimens on Wednesday morning. And then at that point, Wednesday morning, we sort all the specimens into families. The show is arranged by plant family. And then the botanists come in, make sure we got all the names right. And then on today, Friday, the vasers come in and arrange the flowers in just the right vase to make it all look really beautiful.
Wow, a lot of effort there, plus a lot of knowledge in terms of knowing exactly where to find what plant around the Umpqua Valley.
Yes, and not just the Umpqua Valley, but all these routes have collectors who have been doing them for years. We take notes. There's a record of when and where we find certain plants. Yeah, it's an amazing amount of organization. I've always really admired that aspect.
So when people come out on Saturday and Sunday, it's 9 to 5 both days, and also at 8 o'clock you're open for photographers. People can take that and keep that in mind. You've got some talks over the course of the weekend. Give people more knowledge about what they're taking a look at.
Right. There are a couple of cool talks. One about mosses, another the traditional plants of the Cow Creek tribe, herbs and medicine. There's also a guided, both days at 2 o'clock, a guided wildflower walk at the starting at the Wolf Creek Falls Trail, led by two of our collectors. And it's a pretty easy section of the trail, but I think it'd be very educational, especially if you're not into plants. You maybe learn to look for them.
So the show brings people in from a lot of different locations, and I think that's one of the elements for people that live here locally that may not be as familiar with so many of the plants that are out there, that this really attracts people from all over the Northwest.
I believe it does. It's one of the biggest shows on the West Coast also.
Wow. So, and of course, a long history going back into the 60s and a lot of effort that has gone into it. What's your favorite part about being involved with this?
I think I love collecting. I've collected the Elkton to Winchester Bay route with my mom, who's recently passed away. We did that together for at least 15 years. I like getting out and looking for the plants and then maybe finding something new. And then I really do enjoy Wednesdays when we're sorting. We see everything come in, such interesting things. A lot of things that we don't see here in Douglas County, they'll bring up from Illinois Valley and then even up into the mountains.
And you've also got some other groups that are going to be there as well with plants and seed packets and more information.
Right. And I think, let's see, the Beekeepers Association will be there too.
So that's all part of the event going on this weekend. And if somebody's never gone to the Glide Wildflower Show, what would you say to sort of verbally twist their arm?
It's pretty spectacular, the finished product. You go into the Glide Community Center, and there are just flowers everywhere, and all these perfectly arranged, and some sort of a lot of vintage vases, and the vasers really seem to do a great job matching up the plant to the vase. So, I mean, the minute you go in the door, you're going to go, wow, this is really cool.
All right, Glide Wildflower Show this weekend, again, at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days at the Glide Community Center. Easy to find there, right in the center of Glide. And the show open from 8 to 9 for photographers as well. Anything else you want to share with people?
I just say come check it out. If you haven't been up there, it's pretty eye-opening.
All right, very good. Janice Wimberly, thanks for being on to talk about the Glide Wildflower Show.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.